So welcome to episode 737 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are super excited to have hanging out with us in the virtual studio an amazing, amazing person. And we are going to be chatting about podcasting power, how audio content is shaping brand strategy. And listen, if you are a podcaster, you're in the right place. But guess what? If you want to be interviewed on podcasts, you're in the right place. If you have never thought about podcasting and how it could impact your brand strategy as a business owner and entrepreneur, you're absolutely in the right place. So we're going to get all into it right now after this quick intro. Thank you so much for being here live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello. Everybody. And again, thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're going to have an amazing time. You know, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we're going to do just that today. Welcome to all of those, again, that are coming in live, all across the World Wide Web. If you are watching live, and shout out to those that are listening from the podcast version of this, whether you're on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, we got to love you. And those that just say, hey, I'm over on YouTube watching or Charvette.com. We appreciate everyone that's checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This segment, segment 737, is brought to you by, drum roll please, my seventh book collaboration. We are tickle pink, as I would say, tickle pink to be sharing our next book collaboration. It is called Prosper. And I am telling you what, we joined forces with 10 clients that are in our Platform Builder program. It's our 12-month program based off of our trademark framework. One of the things that we do together is we write a book together. So if you're saying, hey, what is a book collaboration? What is an anthology? That is when amazing people join forces together to create a book. And so you want to think kind of chicken soup for the soul type of feel. And we just kicked off our pre-orders, which means when you place your order, you are going to be at the top of the stack. You might even get a little extra gift there for being at the top of the stack, hot off the list. So Prosper, check out Prosper. You can jump over to Charvette.com, which is our main website for this show, Charvette.com. It's right there on the website, or wherever you are on Charvette.com, you can check it out there. And certainly if you follow me on social media, you've seen me talk all about it. All right. So let's jump in and let's talk about what we're going to be sharing about today in episode 737, podcasting power, how audio content is shaping brand strategy. And again, this is for anyone that's currently podcasting, anyone that's looking to increase their visibility by being featured on podcasts, or if you've never thought about podcasts before, you own a business or you're an entrepreneur, you're locked in the right place. But before I get too far ahead of myself, let me introduce our guest. Antoinette Blake is with us in the virtual studio. And Antoinette, affectionately known as the Delaware blogger, she stands as a pioneering force in the realm of social media marketing and consulting, as the driving force behind A. Blake Enterprises. She has cultivated a reputation of excellence, guiding clients to unparalleled success in the digital landscape. With a career marked by numerous accolades, Antoinette's expertise spans content creation, podcasting, coaching, and strategic brand development. At the core of her digital empire lies the Dell Blogger, a blog where Antoinette shares her wealth of knowledge and experiences with a dedicated audience. In addition, she is the host of a total of 3 dynamic podcasts: Out and About with Antoinette, the Delaware Blogger Podcast, And she has a newer podcast, Boomers and Beyond, with the Delaware Blogger, which is a lifestyle podcast for the 55 plus community. So certainly someone that is well-versed to be able to chat with us and talk to us today. Put your hands together. Coming up live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Antoinette Blake. Hey, Antoinette.
Hello, Charvette. How are you?
I am doing well. We are excited to feature you on the show.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I'm so, honored, first and foremost. 737. I love that number. So it's kismet, right?
Oh, wow. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we are honored to have you, a friend of the show. Listen, got ladies and gentlemen tuning on in. Hello, Lisa Shaw. Thank you for being here. Hello, Roberto. Thank you for being here, cousin. Listen, my mom gonna always hold it down.
Oh, hey, of course.
Always my sister Kim, Deborah, we see y'all over on YouTube. Thank you for being here. And so let's jump on in with this topic of podcasting power and how audio content is shaping brand strategy. And so, kind of going back, what inspired you to start your journey really into podcasting, and how has it, influenced brand development for people you've worked with and yourself?
Great, Charvette. Thank you so much, first of all, for sharing your platform. I've obviously been following you for a while. But, I started blogging in 2012. And that was back when, they were really just mommy bloggers. They were talking about diapers and formula, and they were writing about tips and tricks and hacks and things like that. And believe it or not, I was already over the age of 50, and I did not see a lot of blogs for people of my demographic. Okay. So I said, let me start writing about fashion and fun after 50. So that was my very first blog. And I loved it because I am a teacher and educator by trade. I actually received my BS degree in elementary education from Delaware State College back in 1983. It's now Delaware State University, but I've always loved teaching. And so to answer your question about podcasting, it was several years later. Now, podcasting has been around for a while. As you know, talk radio has been around for forever, right?
We used to
listen to the radio before we watched television. Now I'm showing my age. But so people always love to listen. Mm-hmm. And I got into it because I love to talk. And it was also great for those of us, and I'm a be honest with you, I was never comfortable being in front of a camera. So writing, I wasn't in front of the camera. My YouTube channel, I was behind the camera. But then I said, I've got to get myself out there. There's a way to brand yourself, to leave a legacy. So Anchor FM was the right? It was the platform that everyone was going to. And if you remember, it was a community, right? It was just like you and me talking back and forth, and we'd leave each other comments. It was really little. And to be honest with you, I was literally recording shows between stoplights. I was doing an hour and a half commute from, from work to home. So I would just talk, today's weather, whatever, just kind of broadening my brand from the blog. And I loved it. And I started realizing the power of a podcast and how it will leave a legacy long after you're gone. And, again, I'm of a particular age, and most of us know we have those relatives that we just wish we could, hear again, right? Talk to them again. And for me, my sister was actually killed in a car accident in 1992. She was 29. And I remember her and her face, but I don't remember her voice.
Wow.
So I said, podcasting will be around. It'll be in the clouds after we pass through the clouds. So I love doing it. And I said, again, as a teacher, let me teach others how to do it as well.
What great perspective, on that. And I think that people don't actually think about that piece, like the voice. And that's why I'm a big proponent of also books, because it's like your written legacy. Mm-hmm. And so podcasts, the verbal legacy. And just to clarify, because sometimes people are not exactly sure what a podcast is. So podcast is if you are just audio recording. So that's the truth. We've gotten fancier now. We've thrown in video. We're multi-streaming in six different places. But the audio of this conversation is what is truly the podcast piece. And so Have you found that there has continued to be an appetite for people to receive content by way of audio?
Sure, but yes, even more so now than ever, you know, podcasting, and I'm glad you clarified the difference between an audio podcast and a visual podcast. Now, there's, you know, I don't poo-poo either one. I mean, they're both great. But if you think about a podcast, when you're branding yourself, you are creating an intimate relationship with your tribe, with your followers, with your fans, with your friends, with your family. And when you pop those earbuds in your ears or put them over your ears, you are plugged into the largest sexual organ of a human's body, and that's their brain.
Yeah.
So you are building a relationship that cannot be made by watching. I mean, because you're there, you're in the zone, you're zoning out everything else. You can be listening to a podcast wherever, at a baseball game, at a soccer game, at the church, in the mosque, whatever, right?
Yeah.
You are plugged into your tribe. And that, to me, is unlike any other form of media out there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the poster there, they'll go by. But when you're listening to my voice, when I hear you, you could be down the street, and if I heard your voice, that's Charvette, right? So that brand the bond is even better than, you know, any other types of social media, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so certainly those that are coming on in, you're checking out episode 737. We're talking about podcasting power. Antoinette Blake is here with us, a 3 podcast, social media expert, coach, all of the things. And so just look down below in the show notes to see her full bio or link to the bio at charvette.com. And so audio content, and I love how, like, we're talking like this, you want to think about podcasts as a part of your content marketing strategy. Like, it is content that you produce. And so what are you seeing kind of in these internet streets or podcasting streets or business streets around how businesses are thinking about, how do I make this audio content really a part of my brand? Or even, is it leading the brand? Is it, what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I actually contributed to an article in 2018, I believe. Does your business need a podcast? And although that had been many years ago, I still see that there is a lag of businesses. Now, you know, entrepreneurs, content creators, influencers, whatever you want to call us, we're out there. We're doing the darn thing.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, corporate America, they're not in tune. So can you imagine? I mean, okay, now we're post-COVID, everybody's going back into the office. You know those meetings we always had to go to, right?
Right.
You and I were in corporate America. We had those meetings every, you know, 2 weeks. Can you imagine putting that in a podcast? And then your team, your group, they could listen to it wherever, whenever, and always refer back to it. Because sitting in a meeting, you know, taking notes, looking at, you know, screens.
Right.
The podcast, I think businesses should have a podcast, a private podcast, of course, because they don't want to give out, you know, all their trade secrets.
Right.
But a podcast is another great way to connect with everyone. I could be listening to my podcast sitting on the back 40.
Yeah.
My podcast laying, you know, whatever, but you're giving your employees, your team, another way to learn and grow. So I do think, you know, like I said, I wrote that in 2018, they're catching up. We're there. You know, we're there already. Entrepreneurs are going to be there. But those corporate meetings, you know, those staff, I mean, come on, really? You have a podcast that is specific to your team, to your department, would make things, I think, a lot better.
Wow. And so that's definitely a progressive way to even think about this audio as content. And so you can have private content and certainly you can have public content, which most people are thinking about. Let me capture this comment by Lisa Shaw. In 2012 to 2014, my radio program was 60 minutes. Attention spans have changed. How long do you recommend a podcast? 15 minutes, 30 minutes? What's your recommendation, Antoinette?
Okay, first of all, now you guys know I got that book I've written and I teach. So it all depends on the content, right? Mm-hmm. And it is true, Lisa. Our attention span has decreased. Pre-COVID, our attention span was that less of a goldfish, which was like 7 seconds. A normal podcast at that time was a normal commute, which was 30 minutes. People would get in the car, they would turn on the radio or turn on their podcast, and they get to their destination.
Yeah.
COVID, your commute was 17 or 13 stairs. I like to say 13 stairs from the, you know, from top your bedroom to your basement or your home office, right?
Yeah.
So our attention span decreased. Again, Lisa, depending on your content, 8 to 15 minutes max. If it's a subject that's longer, consider a series, part one, part. You can create content, but if you have multiple hosts, again, make it work for you, but you are definitely correct. 60 minutes, no. Michelle Obama, remember her podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to it three times. I can't stay on that, listen for no hour.
Yeah.
I was ironing while I was doing it, and I finished my ironing like for the week.
Right.
Too long. 60 minutes is way too long. But again, you know, you have sports commentators, right?
Yeah.
They're turning their sports into a podcast. So something like that, it depends on your content.
That's great. And so where can people pick up either this book, the book you've written, the reference? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So yeah. So just, I'm going to tell you, make this easy breezy. If you just go to delblogger.com, delblogger.com, that's my blog. And it has the links to all my books. I've got resource guides. I teach podcasting. I have, like you said, three podcasts, but in my lifetime, I've had six. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I pivot, you know, I like pivot and shift. I shivet it. And my very first podcast was live.
Which is what we are. So always been my flavor. There's no editing, whatever happens, whatever comes up, comes out. And
but it was a call-in show.
And I did that too.
Crazy? You pray every time you're like, and it was with the landline, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You would press the button, you're like, please don't let it be a crazy person.
Listen, we are not new to this. We are true to this. I'm going to let you rest a little bit in the virtual studio.
Sure.
We're going to do a quick commercial break. We're getting into this. This is great. Welcome to those that are coming on in. We're excited to have you here. Our guest is here with us, Antoinette Blake. If you are listening to the podcast version, if you're listening to the podcast version, just look down below in the show notes. You have all the connection points, the full bio for Antoinette. Those that are listening on YouTube, look down in the show notes. And you can just say, hey, I'm on Charvette.com. All the information is there for you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for everybody that's here chiming on in. Great commentary. Yes, Lisa. Wow. What's the site again, please? So Antoinette is going to type that in for us, and then I'll share the site so that you all have the information there. And let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Don't you move.
Imagine what it would feel like to throw a spotlight on your business and draw attention to the great services you offer. Picture having the tools and strategies to elevate the marketing of your business. That's the mission of Mitchell Productions. We consult with women entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them get more customers by focusing on their visibility, their marketing, and their branding. And working with us, our clients generate more revenue and increase their brand awareness. We do this in a couple of ways with consulting services, the Platform Builder Group Coaching Program, pop-up conferences, book collaborations, and the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell, your online marketing strategist, your overwhelm eliminator, your platform builder, and your confidence igniter. Let's schedule a meet and greet call so that we can accelerate your marketing.
All right. There you have it. There you have it. A little bit more about your host here, Charvette Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Productions. And we want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by our brand new book collaboration. Just kicked off pre-orders. So the book will release in October. You will be at the top of the stack, hot off the press. This is our seventh book collaboration. Our clients that are in our Platform Builder program are authors in this book. You definitely want to check it out if you're over on Charvette.com. You can place your pre-order right there. You can place your pre-order at Charvette.com right there on the homepage, or to the right on the side of the page, wherever you are checking us out there. So shout out to all of our co-authors in this new release. Fun fact, All of our books start with P, start with the letter P. And so we're excited that you all are going to be purchasing hundreds and thousands and all the things. So let me bring our guest back up so we can continue this great conversation. Again, Antoinette Blake is joining us back in the studio. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. And so let's keep going. How do you see the role of podcasting really evolving related to the broader context of like people's social media marketing, email marketing, YouTube? Like, how are things evolving?
Well, again, Charvette, thank you. Social media can change like that, right? You know how they change, you know, there are platforms out there that are no longer out there. They change the rules and the regs. Or anytime, you know, that guy over on X, you know, is doing his thing. And then, you know, Mark is doing his thing on Facebook and Meta. And, you know, just all these crazy things are happening. And you must remember that although those platforms are free, you do not own the content. They can shut it down. I've been in Facebook jail and it's no joke. So your content can be removed. Replace, it could be lost, it can just go away. With a podcast, depending on your platform, like again, you want to pay for that hosting platform, your content is there forever. And you can repurpose that content in a blog, in an article, in Medium, in Reddit, in whatever you want to do, but you own it. You have those MP3 files. And if they take them down off of one platform, you still have the ability to put them on another platform. So yes, enjoy, have fun, but remember, it's free. And with anything that's free, like my grandma used to say, you know, free ain't always free, right?
Right.
Well, podcast is a great way. And you know what? It doesn't have to be extra work because most of us have a lot of content. Your book, authors, you have books out there that may be sitting on shelves because people don't want to read. Turn that book into a podcast and read a chapter a week, a chapter, you know, and then delve into the characters or the content. You can do such amazing things with a podcast. I mean, YouTube is, again, YouTube University, right? You can go and learn anything. Well, if I'm driving, I'm sorry, I cannot watch YouTube. If I'm walking my normal afternoon walk, I cannot be like this and, you know, like this, but I can listen to, so you already have content. If you're a content creator of any kind, author, artist, you know, attorney, you know, I used to say preacher, teacher, doctor, lawyer,
right?
Anybody, turn your content. Remember when church was, you couldn't go to church, those sermons could have been podcasts. They would take with them, right?
Yeah.
Easy.
Absolutely. And so, because literally my first podcast, I think the date is like 2008. Like it's still available. Like we're in 2024. You can go back and listen to the first podcast that's from 2008.
Yeah.
So I love how you bring up also the repurposing, which is how really audio content is shaping the brand strategy around like, how do we repurpose? How do we create once and share multiple times, create one and absolutely share multiple times. And I think I see a question here of how much does it cost a podcast? Any thoughts?
That's a great question. So Charvette, when we started on Anchor, it was free. Now remember, your time is money.
Yeah.
You have to have the time. I mean, I don't want you to get in it and quit it. You know, so a lot of people start podcasting 7 episodes in and they're done. Because they didn't realize that, hey, you've got to really do your research. You got to figure out what your titles, your topics, you know, time. Are you going to do it, you know, after work? Obviously, you're not going to do it in the car like I did it. Right. Time is an investment. There are also paid platforms. I'm going to be honest straight up with you. I am on Buzzsprout. I've been on Buzzsprout forever. And it's $12 a month. But that's an investment, $12.
Yeah.
My time, right? So my time, I'm like your billable time, right? So it's like, okay, how long is it going to take me? About an hour a week to do a show. So, you know, so take that into consideration as well. But the money out of pocket is $12 to host. You know, you can do your own cover art on Canva or whatever. Right, but Yeah. So it's a great investment. Minimal, start out free. Now it's, what is it, Spotify for podcasters? That's what Anchor is now.
Right.
And that's a free platform. Yep.
So free to low cost. So if don't let cost be something that is deterring you. And so we actually just thank you, Lisa, for this comment. We just kind of just started here.
And don't get that expensive equipment right away until you know you're committed. Don't do that. Don't be look. Yes. Don't
spend
a lot of money until you know.
People are like, I gotta have the top mic. I gotta have $800 camera.
You got a smartphone, and smartphones are smarter today. And sometimes the audio recording on a smartphone is better than a mic that you have there. So
So lots of ways to definitely get things done. And how can people work with you? Like, what are the ways that people that may be listening saying, I want some more support, or like Antoinette, how can people work with you?
Sure. So you've got my email address, correct? You put that up there. Send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And I do have a 5 to 6 week coaching course. It's mano e mano. And this is another good thing I want to say, Charvette. I'm a proud boomer. So I'm a woman of a particular age. I don't say you got to start on this week and end on this week. Mm-hmm. Most of my clients are older. Uh-huh. Things happen. Life be lifing. So if it takes us 6 months to get through those 6 weeks, we'll get through those 6 weeks and 6 months. No problem. All life right. be lifing. So, but I take you from this conversation to you literally launching your podcast. So, send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com if you're interested in learning more, or I've got a bunch of free downloadables. I can send them to you, to get you started, to start thinking about what you want to do. Because, again, think about podcasting as you leaving your legacy for generations to come. And all of us has a gift from God. Yeah. And what our gift back to him is to share it. So whatever you're good at, share it.
Yeah.
And if you feel more comfortable speaking it, start a podcast. If you feel more comfortable writing it, do a blog post. And don't compare yourself to anyone else, because it's just you and when the person that you've touched.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it, period. And certainly, audio content, the proof is in the pudding that podcasts have been wildly popular, continue to be. So consumers want to receive content by way of audio. And you've got this repurposing option. You can add video if you want to be like us. You don't have to be on video at all. But I want to go back to one of the first things that you said is that it's building a relationship with your audience. That's something about that. One time, Antoinette, I heard someone talk about sound therapy. And she even talked about the difference of listening to us just maybe from your TV. Hello, we know some of you stream this on your TV, versus even putting in your earphone, putting something directly in your ear. And she talked about how there's different benefits of sound therapy, actually. Mm-hmm. And so podcasting, I think there's just a different connection for those that are listening to us in your ear. There's a different connection that you have with your audience. And so that would be the benefit there. Oh, wow, our time flew by.
No.
Our time absolutely flew by. And the last thing that I want to ask you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Antoinette.
That is a beautiful, beautiful question. And again, Charvette, thank you. I appreciate you. We met years ago. Yeah. And when you asked me, I was like, oh, I'm honored. So 737. I'm going to play that number. No, let me stop.
If you hit, give me some. That's all I say. If you hit,
we're going on an island. now I'm thinking about the island. What was the question again? No.
Wait, motivate. Well, actually, I'm gonna sneak in another question. Okay. For those that are like, I want to listen to Antoinette's podcast. What's the best way? Is it everything still going? And we put your link tree,
and all of my cup, or go to the blog. Everything is there. Okay.
Cool. So what motivates you? Yeah.
Okay. So again, life, man, I just, I think that when you wake up, this is my saying, when you wake up looking up, everything else is gravy, baby. You know, I could say my family, my faith, my friends, you know, my followers, I could say all of that. But when you wake up and realize you've got another chance.
Yeah.
And again, I'll be 63 next month.
Get out of Dodge.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. Like, because I know, like I said, I lost my sister at 29. And then my grandma, you know, she lived to be 98. So when you wake up looking up, everything else is gravy, baby. And if you could just be happy, you know, just be happy. There's too much anger, anxiety, and angst in the world for you to get in that. And
yeah,
because I'm on social media, because phones are made to swipe up, just swipe up. Don't let anybody steal your joy. And don't start your day on social media. Start it in the Word.
There you go. There you go. And you, you, I believe you celebrated a wedding anniversary. Not
yes, 34 years. Ah, 34 years. And he's still alive. That's an inside joke. I'm like, too many times.
Okay, he might be listening to that. He's going, okay, that's the inside joke. Well, Antoinette Blake, thank you so much for just staying connected. And I believe, like, we connected even over, I was able to send you, like, a contract, some business, and I think
you did.
Yeah, you're still working on that. So, listen, it pays to be connected with some of the right people. And then you've done well, and they're happy. And so that is great. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so very much for inviting me. God bless you. And just keep doing what you're doing because I love it.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, it is a wrap today. Thank you for being here. So if you thought about having your own podcast, this was your nudge. This was your permission slip. Or if you thought about, hey, I need to intertwine either being a guest as a guest podcaster or be a guest on someone else's podcast to add that to your content strategy. I hope this was a nudge for you. Either way that you go, certainly consider having audio content. And we even step into a LinkedIn audio rooms. We didn't talk about that with Antoinette, but it feels a little bit like a live podcast. And so we're actually going to be hosting a LinkedIn audio room next Monday, on Monday Motivation. And again, leaning on that that need and that want for audio content from population. So all of that plays a role. Some of you might still use Clubhouse. I don't know how long they're going to be around. I don't know if they're still around, but podcasts here to stay, not going anywhere. Again, my very first podcast, 2008, and it's, you can legit go back and fact check me and listen to it and all the ones since then. So this has been episode 737, and we're going to see you all later on the web. Thank you for being here. Hey, Natalie over on LinkedIn. I just mentioned LinkedIn. I just talked you up. Thank you so much for popping on in. All right. It's a wrap. We'll see you all later on the web, startbycharvette.com, to get all the information and the links for our guests. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.